Hello, queens. Welcome back to the Your Mind Matters podcast, a show where I chat all things mental health, everyday wellness, fitness, and share my journey to help you along yours. I am your host, Natalie Bali, and I'm incredibly grateful to be sitting down with you today. It's actually the second time that I've recorded this episode. Today is Monday, April 4th. I recorded this initially on Friday, April 1st, and I went to go edit it Sunday morning, and I just hated it. I felt like I was being such a Debbie Downer, and today's topic isn't the most light, fun, and encouraging topic, but it's something that I've been dealing with personally and wanted to chat with you about. And I just think I wasn't in the best headspace Friday. I was kind of throwing myself a little pity party, down in the dumps, not feeling great about myself. And then I spent the weekend kind of moving through those feelings, getting myself out of that slump, and I wanted to kind of pivot the topic, or not the topic, but the focus of today's episode and make it a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more helpful, and not just an episode of me complaining and feeling bad for myself, because really, who wants to listen to that? Honestly, I was personally listening to it back and didn't find it helpful at all. So here I am re-recording today's episode, and we're going to be talking about a plethora of things, from receiving negative comments from online — that is my personal experience in this situation — but also just how to deal with negative comments from people in your life, whether it's your parents or your roommates or your friends or your partners. Also how to deal with not internalizing that too much, and how to kind of move through those things if you do find yourself internalizing them and just struggling with the negative thought loops that we all play in our mind from time to time. Some of us more often than others, and I know that I personally am in a season of my life since the pandemic. It's been much easier for me to fall into those patterns and just stay in them. So I wanted to talk to you guys today about what that looks like for me and how I move through it. Personally, I find when I'm having a hard time mentally and just thinking negative things about myself, absorbing the negative things that other people perceive about me and how they feel about me, I find it really hard to kind of keep moving in the way that I want to in my daily life, through my habits, through the things that make me feel good, my work, all of those things, which is why I took another week off the podcast, and I'm not proud of it. It honestly makes me feel like shit. But there's not a whole lot I can do about it now besides learn from it and not let it happen too frequently anymore. I don't know, it's really shitty when you tell yourself you're gonna do something and then you don't do it, and then even if you didn't even tell anyone else that you were gonna get said thing done, you just feel bad about yourself. I have a lot of guilt and shame around things like that, so I've been feeling kind of guilty and quite shameful the past week or so because I haven't been very diligent with my podcasting, and it's a big goal of mine to make this a regular habit, like I've talked about in many other episodes, so my apologies for that. I don't wanna dwell on it too much, but you live and you learn and you try harder and better next time. What is that quote? I think it's a Maya Angelou quote where she says, when you know better, you do better. And for a really long time, that was a big mantra of mine, or a big idea that I held high in my mind. When you know better, you do better. And I think that the lesson in that is, when you are presented with a hardship or some sort of obstacle that is challenging you, take it as a learning experience, find some sort of lesson in it, and in the future, when you're presented with something similar, you will, in fact, do better. If you know better, you will do better. And I love that. So that's kind of my little quote for myself this week, if you will. I know better than to let myself spiral. I know better than to continue to put the podcast off, or editing a video, or getting any sort of content done for a brand, a deadline. I know better than to avoid my responsibilities. And so now I am doing better by showing up here today, chatting with you. I've been really great about keeping my space clean the last few days, and it just makes me feel so much better. You know, when you have clutter built up and it just, you wake up in the morning, you walk out into your apartment or your house or wherever you live, and you're just like, ugh. You're met with an immediate kind of a bad taste in your mouth, because you're just like, dang, I'm really not taking care of myself or my space, and it just kind of sets the tone for the day. I noticed last week I was letting boxes from packages pile up. I wasn't taking the trash out. I needed to do the laundry desperately, and I just wasn't taking the best care of myself, and it really just makes me feel like I'm not capable of doing more, and holding myself to a higher standard and taking better care of myself. So this week I am doing better because of the lessons that I've learned over the past 2 weeks. And if you've been following me on Instagram and watching my stories, which if you're not, shameless plug, you should follow me on Instagram. It's at NatBeFit with 2 T's in Nat. But anyways, I posted on Friday, shortly before I recorded the first of these, of this episode that I ended up deleting, I posted that I got some kind of nasty comments, and the one that is really sticking out in my mind and I've really just been carrying around with me for the past few days was something along the lines of, I glanced at it very quickly, realized it was mean, deleted the comment and blocked the person, but it was something along the lines of, I posted a workout video and somebody said, "You've really let yourself go. You should change your Instagram name because you're not fit," blah, 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 blah. Basically telling me that I've let myself go, I've gained weight, and I'm no longer quote unquote fit by Instagram's standards. And I think this one hit me hard and has really stayed with me, because I kind of think they're right. I kind of think they're true. And because I kind of think they're right. I think it's not, I don't think the comment is really off the, I don't think it's off. I think it's true. I'm kind of like stuttering over my words right now because I don't like to admit that. But I personally feel like there are aspects of my physical appearance that I have let go, and a lot of it has been out of my control, just from the hormonal imbalances that I've been experiencing. And I have gained weight. I've talked about this in a previous podcast, and not that much weight. I'm still very, very much thin and in shape by society's standards, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, "Oh my god, I'm so fat," because I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and make people who are larger than me feel worse about themselves or anything like that, but personally, I have gained weight. Yes, that is true. And from somebody who was incredibly in shape, incredibly muscular, lean, a lot of muscle definition, seeing those things go away was hard for me because I attributed a lot of my worth and a lot of my value to people online with the way that I looked. Because it seems as though if you look good, people think you know what you're doing and they want to take your advice. They want to give you money to help them. Brands want to work with you because you are visually appealing to audiences online. And seeing some of those things go away, while I know deep down that they don't make me any less worthy, on the surface it's really hard to kind of like grapple with that, come to terms with the fact that I look different than I used to, and for most people I look less less attractive or less in shape than I used to. And that's really hard because you want to think that in life you're progressing forward, things are going to get better, you're going to look better, you're going to take better care of yourself, things are going to get better for you in the long run. And I feel like I've taken a couple steps backwards, at least in terms of my physical appearance. That also comes with a lot of steps forward in the right direction in terms of my mental and emotional health, my social health, all of those things. And even right now, I am taking better care of my physical health in terms of my diet and what I'm putting into my body than I was when I was working out 6 days a week for an hour or two a day and tracking my macros very strictly and, you know, putting myself in a lot of restrictive positions. I don't ever think that I had like an eating disorder, but I think tracking macros that close can be considered disordered eating at a point, and I definitely was teetering on that line. And so I'm at a place now where I'm able to eat things that just make me feel good and full and healthy and energetic and nourished, and not eating so that I hit a certain number. In that respect, I am taking steps forward, but it doesn't always reflect in my physical appearance. And especially when I have an online platform, it's hard to seem three-dimensional past a photo on your feed or a video on your feed, you know? I don't know if this is really making any sense, but I guess at the end of the day, I don't think that that person's comment was totally false, and it really hurt my feelings because I don't want people to see me that way. It's really hard to know that there are hundreds of thousands of people out there watching you and making judgments on you, and I don't want to hear anyone's negative comments on me. That doesn't make me feel good. and then it's really hard not to internalize it. And somebody, when I posted this on Instagram, somebody sent me a photo or like a post or something and said, this really reminded me of you. And I read it this morning and it was a great perspective shift for me. And I'm going to butcher this quote, but it was something like, a whole ocean worth of water can't sink a boat unless you let the water get inside of the boat. And it's like a million negative comments can't bring you down unless you let them in and you internalize them and you let them sit and simmer and take over your perspective and your mindset. And I think that they're right. I really let that person's comment and a few others really get to me about my physical appearance, and it was giving me a lot of not so happy thoughts this weekend. And I'm also coming to terms with the fact that I have developed some form of body dysmorphia, and it's not fun. And I actually just about an hour ago got off a video chat with my therapist, and I was talking to her about this, and I had so much shame around even admitting that I felt that way, because I'm supposed to be someone who's super confident in themselves and loves themselves and loves their body and doesn't see anything wrong with it and really wants to treat themselves well. And I do want to do all of those things, but sometimes when I look in the mirror, I think I have a distorted perspective on what I really look like. And it's hard. It's really hard trying to put yourself online every single day, subjecting yourself to people's thoughts and opinions on you while also having your own negative thoughts and opinions on yourself. I don't even want to post myself online because I don't like the way I look that day, even if I look perfectly fine and like I did the day before. It's more a matter of self-confidence. This is the first time I've ever dealt with anything like body dysmorphia before. And it's very confusing and tricky because I don't want to say anything that triggers anyone else, because again, I know that I'm not fat. I know I'm not overweight. I have just gained weight. There's a big difference there. And I don't want to come across as like whining or complaining. It's just a really weird mindset to be in. And I really sympathize for people who experience this sort of mindset and perspective on themselves in any capacity, because it's so strange. I could never understand what people were going through when they would say that before, but now that I'm experiencing it, it's a very confusing feeling, because I love my body and I want to be able to feel confident in my body and that I trust that it's doing what is best for me, and I appreciate all that my body does for me. It allows me to take my dog on walks. It allows me to go for hikes and to lift weights and to transport me from place to place. It allows me to travel. Like, I am so grateful and lucky and thankful to be in an able body that I can move around and I have full functionality. And it feels kind of unfair to like sit here and be like, I feel like I feel icky and gross and blah, 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 whatever. When I'm so privileged, I have such a healthy, privileged body to be able to use. I don't know. It's really hard because I don't want to complain and seem ungrateful, because I'm not. It's just very tricky when your mind is telling you one thing, but you want to think and act another way. So yeah, long story short, I got some mean comments online and I let them ruminate in my head all weekend, and it just kind of made me feel like shit about myself. But that's not exactly what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about more about how I moved past that and things that you can take away from this episode and apply to your own life, whether you're dealing with something like that right now or in the future, or something that you can just kind of take with you and keep in the back of your mind for future reference if you're ever having a hard time. And the first thing I want to acknowledge in all of this, and this is something that I know deeply, and it's hard not to, it's hard to remember in the moment sometimes, but when somebody makes a comment about you and it's negative and it's made to hurt your feelings, also I'm sorry if you can hear some planes in the back. There's an airport nearby and it sounds like it's like a private airport and there's a lot of little planes and jets going overhead, but if I paused every time they flew overhead, we would never get this episode done. So my apologies if you can hear that. But like I was saying, when a person makes a comment like that about you, it's never really about you. It's about their perspective and their own insecurities. And most of the time when we judge other people, it is really just a reflection of a judgment that we have on ourselves. It's something that we see in someone else that we cannot see in ourselves, something that we don't like about someone else that we are unable to see in ourselves. So if you think someone's too messy, if you think your roommates are too messy, maybe take a second before you start judging them or share that judgment with them. You reflect on, where are you not super organized in your life? It's usually something that we can't stand about ourselves that we want to point out in other people. And I know that's, again, not always the easiest perspective and idea to put in your mind as soon as you receive some sort of criticism, but I promise you, it really is just a reflection of the person sharing their negative comment on you. So it's much easier said than done to not take it personally, but I think that that reminder in itself, that it's not about you, it's about them, does soften the blow a little bit, at least. It doesn't always, you know, completely pull your mind away from thinking about what that person said and taking it personally. But if you can continually remind yourself, look, when people make comments about me, it's not about me, it's about them and their own personal issues and whatever, I think it helps. But it's also an interesting thing to think about. If you find yourself being very judgmental of other people and sharing said judgments or not, when you find yourself judging someone, take a moment, just pause for a second and think to yourself, how is this a reflection of me? And it's a great way to work on things that you might not love about yourself, that you want to improve about yourself. Like the example, if you think your roommates are messy, or you think someone's too loud, or they're too quiet and they don't speak up for themselves, like, how is that true for you? Judgments are always, they always come from a place of self, and they're judging other people is a very self-centered thing to do, because you think the world revolves, and I'm not like pointing fingers at anyone, because I can be a very judgmental person. I'll be the first to admit it. And I think most people are judgmental people. It's definitely a learned habit, but I do think we all have the capability to judge other people. So if you find yourself being judgmental more so than normal, you might need to reflect inward and turn inward and see what's going on with you personally. It's usually not about the other person. So look into that a little bit. But I think that's a great place to start. When you receive negativity in any way, shape, or form, remember, it's not about you. It's about them. And the next thing that I personally did was scroll on my phone and continue to compare myself to people. Please don't do that. Take a lesson out of my book and don't do that. Get off your phone, pick up a book, go for a walk, turn on your favorite TV show. Try to get your mind off it, at least immediately, because I find that the more you feed into it, the worse it's going to be, and the longer those comments and feelings are going to hang around. So take a step back and do something else. Get your mind off it for a little bit, and you can always come back to it with a different perspective, with some space and some time to think and gather your thoughts, so you're not being irrational. So don't scroll. Don't keep comparing yourself. And the other thing, the most important thing, when you get a negative comment, do not, unless it's like a deep personal attack and something that you feel like you need to defend, if it's just like a thing about your appearance or about the way that you handled something or whatever, if your roommate tells you you're messy or something, don't attack the other person. It's not going to make you feel good. Don't be like, well, you're loud and you, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. It's never, you shouldn't fight fire with fire, I guess, is the way to say that. It's not helpful. It's not really going to make you feel better. You're probably going to feel guilty about it afterwards, and I just really wouldn't recommend it. Obviously, if somebody's like attacking your personal character and they're clearly in the wrong and they're being ignorant, sure, point it out, but you don't have to be mean back to them. I don't think that's like super productive, and I don't think it's going to really get you the outcome that you want. I don't think fighting with people is helpful. I definitely believe in constructive conversations and dialogue and sharing your honest feelings without a lot of heavily charged emotions behind them. Don't fight back. Be the bigger person, bite your tongue, and remind yourself it's a reflection of them, not you. But going back to what I was saying, try to get your mind off it a little bit. It's usually not that serious. It's just our egos are very inflated and don't like to be ridiculed or criticized. So give yourself a break. get outside, write it down on a piece of paper, read a book, do something, and then return to it later. And I don't think it's really the best idea to run away from it forever. You have to confront it at some point, because otherwise, if you don't confront lessons that are trying to show up in your life, they're going to keep showing up until you decide to learn them. Especially with taking criticism and insult and negative comments from other people. And I personally would rather learn my lesson the first time than have people continue to comment negatively on me and my life. So return to it when you feel a little bit more level-headed, when you've had time to let it all simmer, let the dust settle. And I personally did a lot of writing this weekend. I wrote a lot about that specific comment, how it made me feel in the moment, how I think it's a reflection of not only that person, but also how I'm feeling and why I'm taking it so personally. Question yourself. Why are you taking this person's comment so personally? Why are you letting them dictate how you feel about yourself? It's really good to question those things, because it helps you get to the root of what's causing so much, why you're so upset, you know? And the last thing that I did this weekend that I think works for a lot of emotions, not just feeling judged and upset and insecure, but when you're angry, when you're frustrated with yourself or with someone else, when you're upset, when you're sad, I don't like to label emotions as negative or positive, but there are definitely ones that are more uncomfortable than others. Like, I don't really like to be angry. I don't like to feel impatient. I don't like to feel frustrated. And instead of kind of shutting down those experiences and those emotions and getting on your phone or, you know, distracting yourself with whatever it may be, drugs, alcohol, your phone, socializing, I don't know, pick your poison. I have really found that recently something I've been doing that is just so helpful, and it really helps me process how I'm feeling and have a clearer perspective on how I want to handle it. Get outside and move. Fresh air and physical movement is so powerful. I watched a documentary years ago called E-Motions, and it's all about emotions, obviously, and I love the way that they described it as your emotions are actually energy in motion. And I kind of take that lesson. There was a lot more to the documentary than that, but it was super fascinating, and I always return to that idea because I find that physically moving my body helps me process my emotions more. Might sound crazy, and if you're like rolling your eyes or thinking, what the hell are you talking about? Give it a try. Next time you're feeling an uncomfortable feeling, go for a walk, do some yoga, do some stretching, move your body, and I bet you that your head will feel more clear. You're able to process whatever the emotion is, maybe not quicker, but more effectively, and it's easier to, you know, sit with it, feel the emotion, learn the lesson that it's trying to teach you, and it's not going to keep showing up for you because you're allowing that emotion to kind of move through your body, and I think it's so powerful. So I spent a lot of time off my phone screen after I finished my little scrolling and comparing session. I don't really go on my phones too much. My phone. If I had two phones, I think my head would explode. That stresses me out. But I spent most of Saturday off my phone and outside. I went on a hike with a friend. I did the same thing on Sunday, and it was so great. Very powerful. I feel so much more clear on why that triggered me so much, how I can kind of move through it. And I was also able to, I mean, in the moment, I was able to tell myself, yeah, look, Natalie, it's not about you, it's about them. But it's kind of like hard to believe it, you know, you can say things, but it's hard to get yourself to believe it. But I truly feel so much more solid in my own beliefs and perspectives on myself. And yeah, I have my own issues to work through, and this body dysmorphia thing is very new to me, so there's a lot to process and work through there. But in the short term, this negative comment that I kind of let take over my life for a few days and ruin my mindset and my weekend and all those things. Getting outside and moving my body and having a fresh perspective, I'm so grateful and blessed to be able to go hiking here. So many beautiful trails, so many different views, really puts into perspective how small my problems are, but also physically moving my body. I can feel that energy kind of, you know, running through my brain, running through my body and leaving. It's gone. I'm no longer letting those feelings of lack of worthiness and like I don't have a lot of value to bring and that I should just give up and stop trying. I'm not letting those things rule my day or my life or my mindset or my approach to the things that I want to do in this lifetime. Like, life is too short and other people's opinions on you really aren't that valuable. Even people who are close to you that you really respect, they only have so much of a perspective on your life. Nobody knows you better than you, so why should you let someone else ruin your day or your week or your month or your life, you know? So I really recommend get off your phone, get outside. I think nature and sunshine and fresh air are the best medicine that we can have for free. And I know that I'm very privileged to say that I know that not everybody lives in a place with fresh air, with sunshine, with spaces to go outside and get exercise, but do the best with what you can for now, and I think it will make you feel better and at least give you a different perspective on the situation. So those are kind of my thoughts on negative comments, how to deal with negativity and people's judgments on you. And now I'm going to get on Instagram and answer a couple of your guys' questions. So let me pull that up here. Okay, first question comes from Danny on the theme of today's episode. She said, what are things you do to keep negativity out of your life? I think this is a good question because I kind of talked about what do you do when negativity strikes, but how do I keep it out of my life or minimize it as much as I can? Set boundaries. If people disrespect you, I am all for second chances, but I'm not for third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chances. If somebody shows you who they are, who they truly are, do not try to convince yourself otherwise. If they show you multiple times that they are a disrespectful person, that they don't respect your time, they don't respect your energy or your kindness or whatever it may be, if they don't respect you, don't let them in your life. Also, I am really an oversharer. I like to let people in very quickly, and something I'm learning the older I get and the more new people that I meet is that not everybody is worthy of your trust. So be a little, put your guard up a little bit. You don't have to be rude or standoffish, but you don't have to offer up your whole life story and your deepest, darkest secrets and everything about you right away. Let people show you who they are, and when they do, believe them. Don't try to paint over it. Don't try to make someone out to be someone they're not. They are showing you who they really are. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. So I would say that's the first big boundary I would set up to kind of minimize the negativity in my life. And if there are people in your life who you love and cherish and you can't really get rid of, like a family member, and they're very negative, remove yourself from the situation or just tell them, hey, straight up, listen, if you're not going to respect me, I think we need to kind of spend less time with one another. Or if you can't be that straightforward without being disrespectful, like if it's a parent or like an elderly figure in your life, just stop giving them your energy. You can show up physically, but don't really, if they're being negative, don't engage in the conversation. Just kind of sit there. And I think sometimes, you know, the saying goes, actions speak louder than words, and you shouldn't, if you're being silent, people are going to catch on pretty quick for the most part, unless they're completely unaware. So minimizing that and trying not to consume content that is negative or that makes you feel bad about yourself. Be aware of how certain content makes you feel. If there's a certain influencer or content creator that you follow or brand or whatever it may be that you follow online that just kind of makes you feel like shit, unfollow. You're allowed to. You're completely allowed to do that. So yeah, setting boundaries is how I keep negativity out of my life. There's many ways that that manifests, but I would say that's number one. Next question, I'm not sure who this is from because their username is not their first name, I don't believe, but she asks, how to form a realistic morning and night routine. Start small. Start with one thing in the morning, one thing at night, and do that for like a week and see if you can make a habit out of it before you start adding other things. I don't recommend like writing out a 10-step morning routine that you want to follow every day. Just add one thing. Start by drinking a glass of water when you first wake up. Fill a glass of water up before you go to bed. Put it on your nightstand. As soon as your alarm goes off in the morning, reach for that glass of water. Do that for a week. And then once you can do that for a week, start adding in your skincare routine after that, or a walk in the morning, or making a healthy breakfast, or doing 5 minutes of stretching. Don't make it too unrealistic. Make it simple, easy, and once you can solidify a couple habits, it's much easier to add on and build from there. Same with the night routine. If you want to, like, start by setting a bedtime and try to get to bed every night at that hour, and then maybe you can add 10 minutes of reading before that, or a nightly meditation, or, you know, something along those lines. Start small, start easy, and make it doable for yourself. Next question is an update after going off birth control, and how is Natural Cycles going? So far, so good. I've really been liking it. Inflammation is definitely down a little bit. I'm seeing a doctor at the end of this month to get some labs done, some blood tests, so I'll have a better idea of what exactly is going on internally. This first month and a half or so was just for me to kind of feel my way out of this, see how my body reacted initially, work on some basic things, kind of like building a routine in that last question. I didn't want to go from one extreme to another. I just kind of wanted to slowly ease myself into this and prove to myself that it was something that I could do before I really dove off the deep end with all of this hormonal imbalance, more medical side of things. I really just wanted to make sure that I could be regular with using my Natural Cycles and taking my temperature every single morning. I wanted to see that I could implement new things into my diet that really help monitor my inflammation. I didn't want to like get my birth control out and the next week go see a doctor who gives me 500 million different vitamins and protocols and all these different things. I wanted to kind of do baby steps and show myself that it was possible for me. So far so good there. Natural Cycles has been absolutely amazing. There's another plane, so I'm trying to talk a little bit louder. Natural Cycles has been amazing. I had my first withdrawal bleed. I've been taking my temperature every single morning without fail. I have not ovulated yet according to my basal temperature, so we'll see there, but that's pretty normal. I haven't had a normal period ever in my life, even before birth control, so I wasn't expecting to like get off birth control and have a regular cycle right away, but it's been fascinating. I'm learning a lot, and I really like the app. I really like the thermometer. I think they're great, and I will update on Instagram as well as the podcast as time goes on. Next question comes from Hannah, and she asks, what do you do when your body stops responding to something that used to work for it? So when I first read this question, I'm thinking, okay, probably on the term of like lifting or weight loss, eating, macros, calories, whatever. Usually when you are in a plateau of sorts, it's time to switch it up. So adding a new exercise, a different exercise, heavier weight, more reps, more sets, increasing your exercise a little bit. If you're on a cut, I'm a big fan of increasing your exercise over decreasing your food intake, but something's got to give. When you hit a plateau, it's time for a change. So that would be kind of my first initial thought. But in terms of like your mental health or something you're doing, just making a switch in your routine. It does not have to be drastic, but making some sort of change that you can kind of monitor how your body's responding to that. It's kind of a broad question, and I know my answer is kind of broad, but making some sort of change that you can monitor over time. Next question is from Andrea. This one kind of made me giggle, so I wanted to answer it. And she said, thoughts on the TikTok gym influencer, toxic or not, and just what you think of it. To be honest with you, I'm really proud and happy to say this. Most of my TikTok for you page is not fitness. I get enough of that on YouTube and Instagram. Pretty much everyone I follow on both of those platforms are very fitness and health heavy. So I don't follow a lot of gym influencers, but I will say the few that I've seen, I'm not going to discredit them completely, but I do think before you start taking advice from someone, check up on their certifications. Don't be afraid to ask questions. If they are qualified people, they shouldn't be afraid or avoiding an answer in that department. So check out their credentials, and also remember, just because somebody looks good doesn't mean they know what they're doing. A lot of people are born with good genetics. A lot of people can work out very minimally, and a lot of them have a lot of newbie gains. So take everything you hear with a grain of salt. I don't know of any like particularly toxic TikTok gym influencers, but I am almost positive they're out there. So be wary of what you hear and don't take what someone else says as truth for you. I think this is true in every aspect, not just fitness. Just because somebody says something works for them, or because they think that it is the end all be all of fitness or wellness or mental health or whatever, try it out for yourself and see how it goes, but don't take it as your truth unless you really, you know, give yourself the opportunity to try it out. Just because somebody else says it's true or works for them does not mean that that is true for you. So last question for the day is, how can we see progress besides physically? I feel like I've been consistent without changes physically. Well, first of all, I hope you're not just tracking your progress on a scale. Highly recommend taking progress photos. That's another great way. Tracking your cycle, because as females, our bodies change within our cycle. Some days you're more bloated. Some days you hold on to more water. Some days you're more inflamed. Some days you're less inflamed. Some days you feel more lean. So keeping maybe a little journal about how you feel, or downloading an app on your phone where you can track your mood and your physical changes in your body. But paying attention to like your mood with yourself and with other people. Do you wake up with energy in the morning? Do you wake up feeling sluggish? Do you wake up feeling irritable? Do you find yourself getting irritable at a certain time of day? Are you making healthier choices in the gym? Are you able to lift heavier? Are you able to work out longer? Do you have more sustained energy without caffeine in the gym? Like, there are so many ways that your body can be changing physically aside from just the way you look or how much you weigh. So I think keeping a journal or some sort of record or log about how you're feeling, I know that we don't really equate that to like physical changes, but it is happening physically. So it's definitely considered a physical change, at least from my perspective. So keeping note of those things, your energy levels, how much you're eating, or like how well you're eating rather, not how much, but how much you're lifting, how strong you feel, how much of a challenge your gym workouts are. All of those different things are physical changes that are not the way that you physically appear, if that makes sense. So yeah, lots of different changes. Try to find a way that works for you that you can keep track of more than just your weight and physical appearance. And I promise you that it will work. At the very least, I would be willing to bet that your mood is better and more consistent than when, or like before you were working out, you know? So yeah, that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so, so much for listening to me ramble. This was definitely a more rambly episode, but I had so much fun talking to you. I'm going to edit this and get it up for you ASAP. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and a rating on Spotify. So many 5-star reviews from you guys. It literally means so much to me. Thank you so freaking much. This has been such a successful endeavor for me so far, and I've been having so much fun doing it. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts you want to share with me, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. All of the links to all of my social media will be down below in the description box, as well as a link for merch. New merch is coming soon. My little sister actually offered to do some new designs for me, so I'm excited to see what she comes up with there, and they will be out to you ASAP. So thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you next week. Love you so very much. Bye.